Welcome back to Sports Day. 1-3-8-82 is a number you can call in at any time. You visit nrl.com/tickets to secure your tickets today to the State of Origin, which is coming to Perth. Game two is on this Sunday. Queensland got the chocolate 16-10 against New South Wales in game one. And a Maroons and Broncos legend in Sam Thaiday joins us here on Sports Day. Sammy, welcome to Sports Day. How you going, mate?
Yeah, really good. Thank you very much. Yourself?
Yeah, we're going really well, and we're excited to have the teams coming to town. And I'll tell you what, I know that my co-host here in Mark Reddings is a banana bender just quietly, Sammy, through and through, be frothing at the mouth given that first game result. Were you surprised or were you enlightened by the way that it went with the Queenslanders getting up?
Yeah, you always hold out hope. You always cross your fingers, cross your toes, cross your legs, whatever you need to cross to get the Queensland team across the line. That first game is always a hard one, especially playing it in Sydney. And I was pretty pumped to be down in Sydney for that one, sitting on the sideline watching that one. Now I just hope we seal the deal over there in the wild, wild west. And then we can have a party when we bring it back to Brisbane for game three.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? Look, New South Wales have made a heap of changes, 7 in total, whereas Billy Slater, just the 2 changes, a couple of fours, but Jai Arrow has been recalled to the side for this match, which is quite significant.
Yeah, 2 changes for Queensland through injury. You lose Ruben Cotter through a hamstring injury, and Xavier Coates, he's got a syndesmosis or an ankle injury. Changes that we have to make there, but you look at the way that Queensland have made those changes. You've got Tino Fasua-Malawi, who moves into that number 13 jersey. Lindsay Collins, who was brilliant off the bench for Queensland in that first game, will now come into the starting team. And then Murray Taulagi from the North Queensland Cowboys, who's been playing alongside Val Holmes for the Cowboys this year and been absolutely outstanding, scoring a lot of tries and built a really good combination in attack. But the most important thing in defence with Val Holmes on that side of the field. And yeah, Freddie Fittler's had to make a few changes. I think losing that first game maybe forced his hand a little bit, gone for a little bit more creativity to start the game off as well. I think the biggest inclusion for me would have to be Appy Korosau, the number 9. He's a very, very crafty player. I know that the Fijian team will be sitting back absolutely filthy that he doesn't get to represent Fiji this weekend in rep round, but he gets to go out there and play for New South Wales, and I'm sure he'll go out there and do a great job. But, a few question marks on Freddie Fittler with all the changes he has made. Time will tell.
One of the big names who I saw at the weekend didn't look himself, looked a bit still wobbly after that bout of concussion. Kalyn Ponga, any word or any thoughts as to whether he will be 100% for this game in the West?
He will do whatever he needs to do, protocol-wise, to make sure that he's okay for this game. And even if it means he has to wear two sets of headgear, I'm sure he'll do anything and everything to get out there and represent Queensland again. He really enjoys being in camping, being around, one of his icons and favourite players in Billy Slater, the coach, who I think really brings out the best in Kalyn Ponga. So I hope he's 100% fit and ready to go. But there's a medical staff and some training staff that'll make that call come closer to the game. But as a Queensland fan that's going to be sitting there watching it, I hope he's 100% ready to go.
Yeah, New South Wales, I think, too good a side not to bounce back in a big way on Sunday. But interesting the preparation for both sides, Sam, because the Queenslanders have stayed on the East Coast for a little bit longer and New South Wales have been in town since, I think, Monday. So any thoughts as to what preparation you would prefer as a player?
Well, it's kind of funny. Rugby league players, as much as they'll tell you, it's routine. It's a little bit of superstition there. Recently, we got absolutely pumped as a Queensland team over there in Perth last time we played there, and it worked for New South Wales that time. They went over early, they prepared over there, they didn't have to do too much travel close to the game. So maybe that's the idea that New South Wales have. And Queensland, new coaching staff, new different ways of handling things and trying to figure out their own routine. But hopefully it works out for the Queensland boys and we can seal the deal.
We are chatting to Sam Thaiday. If you've just joined us here on Sports Day, Maroons and Broncos legend, just played a lazy 304 games for the Broncos. Cameron Munster, mate, is a bloke that starred in that first game. A Wally Lewis-esque performance, it was described as. 19 runs, 188 run metres and 8 tackle busts, and he was one of the stars in the dying moments of that match. How important, again, is he, Sammy? Is he going to have a repeat performance of that, you reckon, to get the team across the line?
We will need that effort from not just Cam Munster, but from the whole Queensland team. There's been a lot of people that have said that his performance in that second half especially has been one of the best and greatest State of Origin performances of all time. So if he can emulate that in this second game, he'll really lift the team again and, you know, really lead by example. And I think he was the reason and that energy and effort that we needed in that second half to make sure we came away with that win.
If you've just joined us here on Sports Day, we are giving away a double pass to Game 2 at Optus Stadium. It's a silver-level ticket. It's worth $200 each seat, so it's a $400 prize. And if you haven't got your tickets yet, nrl.com/tickets to secure your seat today. Now, Sammy, are you headed west or are you involved in something else through this weekend of footy?
I've drawn the short straw, being the rookie commentary team. I'm stuck on the east coast. It's rep round this round, so we've got a lot of representative teams that are playing. Starts on Thursday night with the under 19 clashes, both in the men's and women's game. Friday night we have the State of Origin for the women, which is played in Canberra. But I'll be sitting on the sideline in Campbelltown Saturday night. We've got a double header. It's the Pacific Test, which is super important for our game as well. We have a lot of Pacifica representation in the NRL. We have a World Cup at the end of the year as well. So it's giving little island nations like Samoa, Tonga, New Zealand as well are playing in this round, Fiji, and Papua New Guinea as well. It gives them a chance and opportunity. Oh, and sorry, I can't forget Cook Islands. It gives them a chance to get some footy under their belt before the end of the year, see where they're at, and play some I'm sure it's going to be entertaining footy.
Sam, thank you so much for your time. Of course, the Queenslanders will have an open training session in Perth at Dorrien Gardens, which is very much inner city, about 10 o'clock. They've invited fans to come along and have a look. New South Wales, no surprise, no open session, shut the door. They don't want to know about it, so go the Queenslanders.
Yeah, that's it. Go the Queenslanders. See, we're open to everyone. We love everyone, and we'll adopt anyone as well. So for this game, Western Australia is an extended part of Queensland.
Good on you, Sammy. Thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Sam Thaiday there, and you can call through right now, 1-3-8-82. Doesn't matter what you talk about. As we kicked off the top of the program, everyone who calls through to the program tonight will go into the running to win those two tickets, silver-level tickets worth $200 each. So well and truly worthwhile playing tonight. Thanks to Polaris. Thank you, Australia, for making Polaris Australia's number one selling side-by-side brand 21 years in a row. We'll be back soon.